And how would you make it?
Well, you go boil steel this your hog meat good and tender, then you take it out and you work it up and you put some sage and some pepper in it.
And then you how would you put it in a loaf or what?
Well, you pack it down then, you see, in something.
Well, what would you pack it in?
A bowl or whatever you want to.
Uh-huh.
Lord, I've ground sausage meat. Before sausage meal ever come around here, it'd have a smooth, plain plank. And that's the only way you had to beat your sausage meat. Take you something like a little on wedge and hit sharp. And that's something I always did have to do. And that sausage tasted a whole sight better than it is ground on those sausages.
Yeah, it's probably not as, wouldn't be as pasty kind of. Wouldn't be as pasty kind of a sausage when you grind it up. It gets kind of gummier.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I wanted to ask you was if you'd make a kind of a batter with flour and eggs and things for and cook it on a griddle for breakfast or something, what would you call those kind of things?
How?
If you made a batter out of probably wheat flour and used some milk and maybe eggs in there and some little sugar and made a batter and cooked it on a skillet.
Well, I never forgot what you call that. Do you remember, Agnes, or not? You heard us talk about it.
Pancake.
Pancake. That's what you call it.
Would you ever call a pancake anything else, do you think? Would you call a pancake anything else? Do you have any other?
Well, I don't know what you would you?
No,
I don't know what else you call it.
Do you ever hear them call flitters or? Do you ever hear them call flitters or flapjacks?
But what we call flitters now, we just put them in about so much and let them brown this side and just flip them over and cook them on the other side.
Oh, what's a pancake?
Well, you just spread that out over your pan, you see.
I know what you mean now.
We call them now. You just put so much in a place, you know, and turn it. That's what you call flatters.
Did you have cherries on? Did you have cherry trees on your farm? Did you ever have cherry trees on your farm? Cherry trees.
We used to have cherry. Well, I did have some out here. Yeah, we had cherry trees up on them.
What would you call a little hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Well, that's the seed of the cherry.
What do you call a hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Well, that's the peach stone. You see the seed of it.
Yeah.
Some call them stones, you see.
What types of peaches did
you have? Well, first one kind, then another, you know. Used to weed, generally up at back yonder, there was those small peaches. Some was what you call the white peaches, and some was the, you know, yellow peaches. But there's a whole lot better taste than what they have now.
What would the, if you have a peach that the seed sticks to the meat, what do you call that kind of peach?
I guess that's what you call Indian peach.
Indian
peach. They're right red, and if you go to bust them open, the seed will come apart.
If you have a peach that, you know, the